You're listening to the SCAC Men's Basketball Podcast. Sam joined by University of Dallas sophomore guard Joe Stevens, this week's SCAC Men's Basketball Player of the Week. And Joe, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Joe, the Crusaders now 6-14 overall, 4-7 in SCAC play. You guys are coming off a weekend where you picked up two huge home SCAC conference wins over Suwanee and Center. Just talk about the importance of those two wins for this team, especially when you're really in the heat of a battle as we head towards this SCAC tournament and trying to qualify for that at the end of the year.
Well, we knew coming into the weekend that, you know, at least getting one win, at least splitting would be a huge deal. In order to steal two was a big accomplishment. You know, to beat a really good center team and beat Suwanee back to back on with little rest was a huge deal for us, and now we know how important this next week is, knowing that we're in fourth place and right in the thick of things, like you said, and we're just looking forward to the games coming up.
Joe, sophomore year, obviously, University of Dallas in their first season in the SCAC, and I know you were familiar with a lot of the teams in the league, but obviously this is the first year you've been able to compete in a conference play, in conference action. Have you noticed a difference as you've gone through this year, really competing in that conference position, playing week in and week out? Have you seen a difference in not only maybe necessarily in the practices, but also in game weekends as well?
Oh, absolutely. Whenever you're playing conference games, you know that they're going to have you scouted more, and they're going to be really keen on you. You know, as opposed to non-conference games where it's really, you know, I don't want to say a big deal, not a big deal, but it's not as big of a deal as conference games. And, you know, you can definitely tell that the intensity level in conference games completely is different than non-conference games. And, you know, I'd just say that's really the biggest difference is just the intensity level and, you know, the scouting and how the importance of each game and each shot.
Individually outstanding effort last week, Joe. You averaged 17 points, 5.5 rebounds, and an assist and a half per game in those two big SCAC wins, as I mentioned previously. How were you able to be so effective individually on the basketball court last weekend?
Oh, I just think as the season's gone on, I've just gotten more comfortable with our teammates. You know, we have 13 freshmen on the team and a bunch of transfers and new guys. And, you know, now I think that we're all starting to come together as a team and starting to understand how each of us play. And I think that it's really, you know, everyone's just becoming more comfortable on the court. And, you know, I just think it's easy to see the improvements of the team and, you know, me as an individual and everyone. You know, so I just think that we've done a pretty good job these last couple of days of just playing better.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Men's Basketball Podcast, and joined by University of Dallas sophomore guard Joe Stevens, this week's SCAC Men's Basketball Player of the Week. And Joe, you hit on it a little bit there, and a really young team, and you guys are starting to come together. You didn't necessarily start the year off as maybe you'd like to, but now I've won three of your last five games, and coaches always talk about being able to play your best ball as we get later in the season, into February and then into March. What has been the biggest difference you've seen, and maybe you hit it on a little bit, just this team sort of coming together, but now, like I said, won three of your last five. What's been the difference you've noticed?
I think the biggest difference is, you know, I think that we're defensively, I think we're becoming a more physical team, and I think that we're playing better help side defense. You know, at the beginning of the year, we had, you know, like I said, so many freshmen, so many people who've never played college basketball before. I mean, it's just a huge jump from high school to college, and it's hard to expect freshmen to, you know, come out and just play really well. And, you know, now that they're becoming older and more mature and sophomores, and, you know, the sophomores becoming juniors and so on, you know, I just think that we're all, you know, starting to, you know, play as one unit and, you know, play better.
Crusaders still looking for their first road SCAC conference win, and you'll have that chance this weekend, Joe, as you guys have two big road contests at Hendricks and at Colorado College. What's the toughest thing about playing on the road in conference, and what will you guys need to do mentally to prepare for this weekend's games and try and get those results you're looking for?
Well, I'd say the travel is pretty tough. It's pretty taxing on you, you know, to travel, you know, fly all over the country and get ready to play the very next day, but, you know, that's no excuse. We're ready to go, and we're really looking forward to the game.
As you mentioned, Joe, you guys in the heat of an SCAC race there in the Western Division, trying to qualify for that SCAC tournament and chance at an NCAA bid at the end of the year. You'll be on the road to face Fort Hendricks. You guys are both 4-7 in the league. Obviously a huge game when it comes to the standings. You defeated them once already this season, 64-56 at home back at the beginning of January. What can you take from that game heading into this weekend, and what will be key to pick up a big road win against the Warriors this weekend?
I think just maintaining our composure. We know that basketball is, you know, going to be a game of runs, and they're going to make runs at us, and we're going to make runs at them. You know, I mean, there's no question of how important this game is. This is going to be, you know, whoever wins this game is going to be in fourth place, and have a huge game up advantage on the other team. So, I mean, we just know that, you know, just playing on the road, you're not necessarily going to get all the calls, you're not going to get all the breaks, but as long as you can keep your composure and know that your teammates got your back, I think we'll be all right.
A native of Flower Mound, Texas, University of Dallas sophomore guard Joe Stevens, again this week's SCAC Men's Basketball Player of the Week. Joe, again, congratulations and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.